Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mia, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about healing our whole being, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And that requires gentle facing of ourselves with absolute honesty and a resting into and learning to listen to our inner spirit, and also learning to listen to the spirit without, within nature, within the world around us. And as we align more with this truth of what we are, we heal in every aspect, and those around us will benefit, and Mother Earth will benefit too. I've been a doctor for 34 years, and you can look me up on my website. It's livingawarenesswa.com. And I also have a Facebook and Instagram page and YouTube channel, all Living Awareness WA. So today's episode, really, I'm just in a surrendering mood today. I'm just in a resting into God mood. So the title's going to be When We Don't Know What to Do, Surrender. And if there's anything that I've been learning in the last year, 6 months, it's that when you don't know what to do, just surrender and rest into God. And you know, the commonest question I would get as a therapist is, what do I do? What do I do about this really challenging situation, these distressing symptoms, whatever it is that people are experiencing that walk through the door? And you know, the first thing is to know, well, first thing that comes to my mind is we don't always have to do anything. You know, us humans, we're so programmed into doing, to thinking we have to fix. And very often, it's not about that. You know, it's about sitting with something, letting it be, letting it grow naturally, letting it evolve, letting it show us the way. It's always been my feeling after many years in general practice and witnessing a lot of ill health and mental health that our symptoms are there as a guide. They're there to let us know that we're not resting in enough to that inner essence, that inner truth and love that we are, and listening to what's wholesome. And you know, that can be incredibly challenging and incredibly scary and incredibly vulnerable, because we're so used to having the plan set out and having it all sorted. But sometimes our inner heart or the symptoms of the body or the circumstances that we're in are directing us. In fact, I would always say that what's happening, that our symptoms are directing us inward. And the only thing as a therapist, particularly a spiritual psychotherapist, the only thing any of us can do that are therapists is set the example of living from that, or attempting to live from that inner space, that inner beingness, where there isn't really questions. There's just an evolving of spirit, of what feels like what God wants us to do. Makes me feel emotional. Yeah, it's all we can really do is that. Because one thing that I do know, you know, quite often lately, I've felt like I don't know anything. I don't know what the right way forward is. I don't know sometimes even the next step. This is particularly around, you know, new business or whatever it is that's happening in life. And it seems that the deeper I get, sometimes the less I know. But there's one thing that I do know, And that is that God is love. That essence that we are is love. And if it's holding us with love continuously, always in that space of love, if we are supported by that, held by that, if that is our highest will, which it is, our will and God's will are the same thing, really. And it's when we align with that that we start to feel better, believe it or not. Where was I? If we are loved, which is what God is, then it's going to work out okay, isn't it? You know, even if it feels like sometimes it's not. Ram Dass is, I think he's got a book. Anyway, he's certainly got a phrase called fierce grace. And I think he's now made his transition into spirit, but I think it was around when he had a stroke. And he talked about this thing called fierce grace, that sometimes what is happening, our circumstances or our emotions or the state of our body, it feels really challenging and painful and difficult. But sometimes, well, obviously, that's what we need in order to crack us open, in order to direct us more deeply into spirit. So if that's what it's for, these challenging circumstances or these challenging emotions, then it's a good thing, right? It's just we have to remind ourselves of that sometimes, that whatever is happening is the will or is what somehow we have chosen to experience in order to bring us closer to home, which is love. You know, even sometimes the profound grief of the loss of a loved one, which I have witnessed in so many clients. And of course, it's so important to be incredibly compassionate and kind and to allow that grief process and the sadness. But what I always see alongside that is an opening. You know, I know someone who lost someone she loved very deeply, and I remember her saying to me that what she remembered around that time, or what she discovered, despite the incredible hardship, was that God is love. What an immensely beautiful discovery. And anyway, everything that we're experiencing here is a dream. Albert Einstein, as I keep coming back to, Albert Einstein said that this world is an illusion, albeit a persistent one, and it really is. It's a perception, a dreaming. What we really are, where we really are, is resting in God, resting in this divine love, this loving essence that we are. So, the answer to that question that people ask so often, what do I do? The answer is rest into God. Pretty simple answer, hey? Just hard to do sometimes. And you know, when it's hard to do because we have so much fear or so much pain, or so much doubt and uncertainty, when it's hard to do that resting into God, what you can do to help that is all those physiological things that I've talked about many times, which is your breathing, slow, deep breaths, prolong the exhalation, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system and helps calm the body and mind. And as that happens, we gain more access to our inner being. So there's breathing, there's meditation, where we, along with the breathing, we learn to center into that awareness. Even accepting the busy mind, accepting whatever's there. That's what surrender is. And you know, when I'm at my most resistant, my most angry about a certain circumstance or a certain thing that's happening in life, or perhaps something that's happening to someone that I love, or when I'm at my most resistant, my most why is this happening or angry, the thing I have to do and be towards that resistance and anger is kind. Just kind. Sorry. Makes me emotional again. Because that's what love is, you know. That when we're at our most resistant, when we don't want to surrender, when we're angry about something, that's when we have to know that our hand is being held. That's when we have to hold the hand of our inner being. Because, you know, we all are God. That's what we are. Sorry, emotional one today. When spirit flows, sometimes I just can't stop crying. It's been a bit like that for a few years. Anyway, can't remember where I was. Oh yeah, I was talking about kindness. That when we are angry and resistant and scared and wanting to, you know, avoid being present, wanting to be annoyed by whatever current situation or whatever state of the body, you know, that's when we need to be just so kind. And, you know, you can imagine Jesus or Mary, or I have a couple of Indigenous, awesome Indigenous spirits that have helped me, that I know are holding my hand always. We have guardian angels. We have angels around us. You know, there is so much help available. So in those moments when we're feeling the most vulnerable, the most scared, the most like we don't know what to do, and we don't want to surrender, and we're struggling to rest into God, be kind. Be really kind and gentle and compassionate with yourself. And often what I do, say if I'm meditating and I'm annoyed that my head's really busy, or that I don't want to meditate, or the body's tense, and of course it's because there'll be some fear or some vulnerability or even some anger, which often goes with fear, that's in the way. And when I step back, I stop trying to be deep, or I stop trying to be fully present or to be aware of love, as I often am, and I just let that space be. And in fact, I even retreat from trying to be in, you know, deeply present, and I just let myself be what I am. Oddly, what happens is presence deepens. So it's always about this kindness, this compassion, this surrender to whatever the moment is. And that will allow, that will facilitate access to spirit, to the voice of God, to the voice of our inner spirit. And that's when the next step will come. So when we don't know what to do, we surrender and we rest in God. The other thing that helps with that, of course, always is being in nature. You know, nature just, and I've spent the last 4 or 5 days with my husband camping. I've got a very old camper trailer. It's 25 years old. But it's beautiful because it's canvas and it's got heaps of windows. And so you really feel like you're just there in nature. And I was barefoot most of the time the last 5 days we were camping in a big paddock on someone's farm, and we just spent our days at the ocean, and wow, there's a, I don't know, nature has a softness, a kindness, it's present, it pulls us home. So when you're in that space of resistance, anger, fear, closedness, just sit on the earth. You know, I felt a real closeness with earth the last few days. And she's guiding us all home. Even lie completely on the earth. If you can be naked, which may be impossible, but if you can, so there's nothing in the way of you and the earth, I do it. Otherwise, cotton clothing. I'm often in long cotton clothes just to protect me from the sun. I'm very fair skinned. And sometimes when I just lie on the earth, I just completely, in fact, often what first comes up for me is this resistance, this sort of, what if I'm not lovable? It's a bit like when I'm exposing myself to earth, I'm exposing myself to the light, to God. And there's always that fear still, even after years of learning to rest into the light, that fear of, am I lovable? Am I going to be judged? You know, am I worthy? And that's the core fear of all of us, you know, this core guilt, this core unworthiness, because we think we're separated from God, when in fact we never have. We are always and have always been God. We never have separated there. We are entirely innocent, entirely worthy. So you are all that. Anyway, so getting back to when I first fully expose myself to the earth, it's a little bit like showing myself to the light, and often a bit of fear comes up or a bit of tension, and I just allow it and I just gradually surrender, and it's like the earth pulls me home, you know. So I just want to recommend that to all of you. If you're really in a state of struggle and the body's tense, lie on the earth, spend time there fully, and just let her slow and allow that initial resistance that may come up. Surrender to whatever's there, and just slowly, gently let it soften. Let yourself be, and that will bring you home. And then it's when we're home that the insight will come, that there will be some guidance if there needs to be. But going back to what I said a little while ago, sometimes it isn't about doing, you know. Sometimes it's just about being, not even having a plan, which is pretty scary for me still, you know. I still often think of Eckhart Tolle saying that he laid on a park bench for, I think it was a year or two, with nothing that needed to be added. And I thought, God, that's a great degree of trust and surrender, you know, trusting that we are so loved, that we are love, that if we trust, it's going to be okay. How could it not be? That's what we are. This is just a dreaming. And I want to say, you know, all of you that want to know the answer to this, what do I do when I don't know what to do about whatever situation, whatever emotion, whatever relationship, what may be happening for someone else, the answer is always going to be, and it's what we all do as therapists, is we turn people back in to their spirit, to their heart. It's almost like we're reflecting back. That's the only role we have, really, to reflect back what someone's heart is saying, or guiding people to their own heart. It's why, you know, I choose to be with Isaira as often as I possibly can. So I go to every workshop, I join every seminar, because I know she sits in, I sometimes call it Isaira light, but you could call it God's Christ light, Buddha awareness, call it what you like. I know she's deeply sunk there, more deeply than I am. And so why wouldn't I be with someone that's going to pull me there? And I know that's the service I offer others. And I would say to you all, you know, if you have an opportunity to be with someone that you know is more deeply immersed in spirit, then be with them. You know, whether it's workshops, therapy, you know, I know we can't afford to do that all the time, but we can afford to do it much more often than we think we can. Because that's worth it. That's worth everything. You know, the greatest thing we have is our connection to spirit. And if someone you know, a therapist or a guide, is more immersed in spirit, then spend time with them. And, you know, I just want to talk about surrender. It's not just about ourselves. You know, very often there are beings that we love and we're watching them and we think or we would like them to be perhaps, I don't know, living their life slightly differently or doing, or we think we know what might be right for them. And that's not surrender and that's not unconditional love. And, you know, with our children particularly and with my children, you know, they have the way that they want to be in the world and that's what they need to experience to guide them. And that doesn't mean that I can't be really firm on things like them treating me with respect, them picking up after themselves, them emptying their dishwasher or, you know, cleaning their own room or whatever it is, you know, that they're responsible. I'm not going to carry them in the world and they're responsible for sorting out their issues, you know. And of course we can be firm on those things, but since I've really started to surrender more and more in terms of letting them be the humans that they are, accepting them as they are, because that's what they really need, is acceptance of the being that they are, then that's going to help them because they know that they're lovable. Because, God, I've messed it up. I've made so many mistakes. And there could have been many wiser beings than me looking at me thinking, why on earth is she doing that? You know? Because that's what I thought was the right thing to do at the time. But what I know, and I still know, and in all the mistakes I'm making at the moment, and I'm still probably making many, you know, that I'm held in love. And what greater gift can we offer? You know, if that spirit, that Christ light, whatever you want to call it, is holding us all the time in unconditional love, even when we're fully immersed in the dream and, you know, living from ego mind and messing it up. Even if we are held in love, then that's what we can offer others as well. That's what we're here to do. Doesn't mean we can't stand up for ourselves. Doesn't mean we can't change things if we need to change things. You know, it doesn't mean we can't, if it's about us, you know, with a boss or something, that we can't say, you know, I would have, I don't know, whatever, that we would appreciate them treating us with respect, whatever it is, you know what I mean. We can stand up for ourselves in a kind and compassionate manner to the other being, holding them with love as well. It's never about that. Surrender is not about giving up. We can still do, we can still make change, we can stand up for ourselves, we can set boundaries, we can do all of that. It's more about a letting be, a recognition that this is happening because it needs to happen, because there's some value in it, some opening opportunity, some deepening opportunity. And there can be this acceptance always, this hold this situation in love, rest into God. And from there, whatever we need to do will come. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.